Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A bloomin' conspiracy theory. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
So today we'll be talking about a big, amazing fail. One that ties one of my favorite chains in the history of chain restaurants to one of my favorite conspiracy secret societies. We're tying the Outback Steakhouse to the Illuminati. Are you ready?
It's all right there.
Oh, good, good, good. I know. It's all spelled out. If you could just see the signs. But yeah. I want to start with like a little Illuminati. We haven't talked actually a lot about the Illuminati, which I'm sad about, but
little conspiracy, but we haven't really yet got Illuminati-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get there.
I think it was been a while. I think it's like the Denver airport when we did.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Which is in our early days, in our infancy, when we were still trying to figure things out.
Just trying, you know, taking it day by day. Not like now. We've got it all figured out now.
Can't you tell?
Oh, boy. No, but I love a conspiracy theory. There's a podcast called Secret Societies, which is really great. We'd love to do more about it and within it. But this is
now
like
they have
fun.
To plug us now.
Yeah,
even
that's
though,
right.
Even though they didn't
your
say-
move, hey. Secret Societies. You need us. But I feel like this is a fun entry point, especially because I love just the fascination, like misguided fascination around secret societies, just the misguided fascination around secret societies. So just a little preview of the Illuminati, what they have to offer. Historically, Illuminati refers to the Bavarian Illuminati, which was a secret society that operated for only a decade, 1776 to 1785. It was founded by Adam Weishaupt, a German law professor who believed strongly in the Enlightenment and those ideals, and he spread those all around German academia. So pretty like normal kind of, you know, like high-minded thinking. But he was really trying to take secular values and commodify them so that the people that learned them could kind of move up. And they did, honestly. A lot of the people that studied under him went on to become more powerful, really advocated for him, and that's kind of how the Illuminati was born. It became famous mostly as far as like moody German secret societies go because it just had a bunch of bizarre rituals. And at that point, there were not as many overt bizarre rituals or weirdness to like maintain their community. They used symbols like the owl, adapted complicated pseudonyms to avoid identification, had these very intricate hierarchies like novice, minerval, and illuminated minerval that divided the ranks of the Illuminati. It also made people very paranoid to be a part of it, or maybe you had to be, or it perpetuated itself. It's said that during this time, Illuminati members didn't trust anyone over 30 because they were too set in their ways and couldn't mold their mind to these new revolutionary ideas. So, you know, I have a couple years to go. I have about 15 years to go until I'm out of the Illuminati. In 1785, Bavaria, which was the most powerful German state and was the most powerful of the non-unified states at the time, their ruler, Karl Theodor, banned secret societies, including the Illuminati, and instituted serious punishments for anyone who joined them. Most of the group's secrets were disclosed or published, and if you believe most historians, the Illuminati disappeared. Until, of course.
Or did they?
Yes, exactly. Until we get a lot more theorizing.
Have you ever looked at a dollar bill?
Exactly. You get the good, like, you get a dude. Most of my college experience was sitting on a futon having a guy explain to me the Illuminati with a guitar. You know, like, it became just a part, and that's a part of the American experience of secret societies, is just feeling like you're privy to someone. I read the Illuminati trilogy back in college, too. I thought that was very cool. But it's very interesting. And of course, we all want to believe that secret societies are a thing and that there's these, you know, insane power structures that aren't completely obvious and terrifying, that feel like sexier. The most recent Illuminati theory, what we're going to talk about today, but the one right before that was also very fun. And that's the Beyonce and Jay-Z Illuminati theory, which somehow Beyonce and Jay-Z are the head of the Illuminati, leaders, big influencers, whatever. But during Jay-Z's performances for several years, he would make the diamond sign with his hand. And people thought that it meant that it was the Eye of Providence, which is a symbol for the Illuminati, also a symbol for the Freemasons. He used it as a diamond.
It's like an all-seeing eye type thing.
Yeah. And again, when you're doing it with your hand, it's just like a triangle. But people took that and said that secretly he was the head of the Illuminati. He was a huge enforcer of the Illuminati. Then when Beyonce did it too, they were like, she's in on it too. Like, Beyonce's the female counterpart of the Illuminati and they're starting to rule the world together, which, like, we should be so lucky. I don't know. So that was the last one. That was 2015 or so. But then we have the Outback Steakhouse, the Illuminati using the Outback Steakhouse franchise of restaurants to control many states in the United States of America. It all started in 2017 when a Twitter user named Eat My Aesthetics connected the locations of Outback Steakhouses in Arizona, Georgia, and Illinois, as well as several other states, to create a pattern of pentagrams. So basically, this person went through these states and mapped the Outback Steakhouses and then drew lines through them to create, coincidentally, perhaps, these pentagrams. And they're pretty good.
They are. I mean, is it really? I feel like you could make that happen for anything if you.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the triangles that happen.
They did. Someone else tried to do it with a different chain and it didn't work out that well, further reinforcing this conspiracy. But yeah, they're pretty good. And then other people started doing more of them in different cities. So it expanded to almost every city in the US that had Outback Steakhouses. The Illuminati's website, there is a website, and again, okay, cites that work is often marked by distinct symbols as means of tracing our influence through history for those wishing to investigate. So whatever, like, person runs the Illuminati website reinforced that, and Twitter went, kind of ate it up. Emi Aesthetics quickly blew up, and most people, like, kind of were getting on and discussing it and again, saying what you said, too, where it's like, can you do it with other restaurants? They were trying to, and it expanded. So Outback finally responded to this with their own Twitter graphic, which is just a blooming onion on the state of Florida, where they're from. And they said, when someone asked them what they were going to do if they were part of the Illuminati, they said, "We have no plans other than to bring bold steaks and bloomin' onions to our guests." Illuminati comment? I don't know.
It's exactly what an Illuminati would say.
Exactly. And Twitter agreed. But there's even more. But then I went and did some more digging because, of course, it's like, okay, so they make pentagrams. Fine. You know, Outback Steakhouse, sure. Playing into it, kind of funny, whatever. But Via Jezebel, love this. Outback was founded in Tampa in 1988. One of the restaurant's four creators is named Trudy Cooper, the same name as the former wife of astronaut Gary Cooper, who claimed to have seen a UFO while flying over West Germany in 1951, an account which he later walked back, kind of rescinded. But in 1957, his crew reported that they saw a strange-looking saucer-like aircraft that did not make a sound either on the landing or on the takeoff. Wikipedia says, according to this account, Cooper realized that these men, who on a regular basis have seen experimental aircraft flying and landing around them as part of their job of filming those aircrafts, were clearly worked up and unnerved. They explained how the saucer hovered over them, landed 50 yards away from them using three extended landing gears, and then took off as they approached for a closer look. Cooper held the story until his death that the U.S. government was still covering up information about UFOs, did not ever falter from that. So, the astronaut's wife, Trudy Cooper, died in 1944, but the steakhouse's founder was alive and well for a photo in 2013. Okay, so maybe they're not the same person. But when you Google Outback Steakhouse, the name that pops up among the founders is Trudy Olson, Cooper's maiden name.
Old son?
What? With a link to the astronaut's wife. So what is it? Is it the Outback involved in the Illuminati? A UFO cover-up? Satanism? Something completely different, but obviously sinister? Jezebel writer Lauren Evans had a great cap to this, and she said, you don't just get a 10-ounce steak for $12 without at least a little help from the devil. So
this
food for thought? Food for thought?
Yeah, I actually was just looking, and I was looking at the Illuminati's OnlyFans.
Oh!
And it is provocative.
Oh, yeah?
We actually might have an OnlyFans for just free, just dumb free content.
My body.
It'd probably be Rebecca mostly doing it, but whenever it's up, hope might be up by the time you're listening to this, but it is Ghost Town Pod, I think is how you'll find it.
Yeah.
And we also
a lot of me eating. What other sick stuff do you people, do you vultures like?
But if you don't want sick stuff and you want not sick stuff, mm-hmm. patreon.com/ghosttownpod, bonus episodes,
yeah,
ad-free episodes.
Keep the sick shit.
We're not going to be putting any episodes on the OnlyFans. That will just be for fun connection.
That's right.
And then
just fun,
see if Rebecca can make
kinks.
Another career out of it. She can launch.
I have a very limited skill set.
And listen.
Yeah.
For
you don't know
for,
what's around.
What will you do, Rebecca, for $1.99 a month?
Oh, you sick things, horrible things.
Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.